This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're taking your phone calls with Mike Adams for a few segments, and then Owen Schroyer's going to pop in about the InfoWars Army starting to really get some purchase, starting to really connect, starting to have some big effects, thanks to all of you out there. So we got some highlights of that. And then Matt Bracken coming up about the whole martial law situation. But folks have been holding really patiently. I mean, it is a problem. Because you think like 30, 40 calls at a time, but then even if I take a bunch, everybody has to hold, and then people always get hung up on. But illegal voting, midterms, Alex Jones battling censorship. That's a new caller. Mike, Trump's next move, 2020 election, media circus, Ellison. We've got Chris in Missouri, Russia, Kavanaugh, China, Iran, Matthew, Kavanaugh, Me Too movement, weaponized. Matthew's been holding a long time in Arizona. Matthew, you're on the air with Mike Adams. Go ahead.
This is the first time that I get to say thank you, Alex Jones. You are a part of history no matter what's going at you, man. All you guys are, Mike Adams. But, Alex, you are just like Trump. You're a part of history, man.
So well, I want to be a part of history for the right. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not bowing down, so I appreciate your support, brother.
Okay, so what I just want to say real quick, man, is we've been talking about how the Me Too movements and stuff can be weaponized in certain stuff. This is the perfect example of how weaponized they have used this with the Trump or Kavanaugh's nomination, because now we have to be so delicate to handle this situation.
And dude, I know for a fact old girlfriends, once I got divorced, all got contacted, which means they've got FBI or NSA databases. Women I went out with like three times have been called. They have got my phone records. And they're like, yeah, he was a total gentleman. Boy, I wish he'd still go out with me. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I'm nice to women. And they've all gotten calls. Do you imagine what it's like for Kavanaugh? I mean, they target every woman that went to any university or any school or any town. And then, of course, it's a bunch of psychology professors, you know, that are leftists and hate men.
Well, the problem with all this, Alex, is, of course, it's a complete abandonment of due process. Where's the evidence? Where are the collaborating witnesses? And where's the right to cross-examine this woman, Christine Blasey Ford? She needs to be cross-examined. There are so many holes in her story, it's absurd. But to convict Kavanaugh without any due process and any shred of evidence, it's so un-American. It's unacceptable. We should reject all of these claims. Yeah,
you're not guilty until proven innocent. You're innocent until proven guilty.
That's
but
right.
I see Kavanaugh's lawyer and others like, we need to believe women, period, or you're against women. No, you're a person just like a man. Men lie, women lie. I'm not putting up with this crap. And plus, all their witnesses say it's not true. Anything else, Matthew?
Yeah, I just was, I've been putting hashtag not you too lately just to tell people, like, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it shows you how crazy it's in front of our eyes.
Dude,
you
know, I have seen stuff I'm not going to say on air when I was single for about a year that was like the weirdest stuff at parties and stuff. And it's like a fetish or something where these liberal women come over and you'll be like at a party sitting there drinking beer and they go, I was raped a year ago. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yes, I'm afraid you'll take me in the back room. And you're like, okay, I'll see you later. I mean, Mike, thank you for the call, Matthew. What's going on?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be part of this culture of self-victimization, which is what's taught to children.
That's how you're somebody.
Taught to college. You're right, right. You're not somebody.
Like I said, at a Halloween party, I was wearing a captain's hat, and I had people come over and say, are you a Nazi?
What?
And it was a captain hat with an anchor on it.
Yeah. No, there's I think Michael Savage has a new book about the mass hysteria. This is all mass hysteria. You notice that the things that liberals are afraid of are things that aren't real. Global warming. They think Nazis are running around America all day long. They think the
Yeah, America kicked Hitler's ass.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we did that with a military and a conservative movement to protect America against foreign invaders. And I say it's time to protect America again. And this whole culture of victimization, it needs to collapse and fail, because succeeding as an individual is a good thing. That's how America became a country, a strong country.
Naturalnews.com. Mike, stay there. I want to come back and get more calls, but you're right. I mean, because again, your bold statement about Trump needs to declare martial law, the left has said we're in a civil emergency. They say martial law, remove him. How does he counter an illegal rogue group? You don't do that playing patty cake.
No, and he's arrested.
And so it takes courage to say what you said because it's true. We'll be back. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Adams. Everybody knows InfoWars is not about hype. It's why we're demonized. It's why they want to shut us down. It's why they're trying to, you know, get rid of us. The Democrats admitted COG, 25th Amendment, removed the president, civil emergency, national emergency. We've got CNN, ABC News, all of it pushing it. So when you put out your article pointing out the executive orders that exist that Obama put in, we're under an emergency. Trump, bare minimum, he should declare another emergency to get rid of that. That's how the law works. And just like, remember, they called him, if that guy's tapped us into a search engine, Trump acting dictatorially, pulling out of TPP. Remember that in like the 23rd of January, you know, 2 days into office, 2.5 days into office, he pulls out of the Pacific Partnership that was totally authoritarian, written by the globalists. They said, oh, you're a dictator. Well, why'd you give the president the power to unilaterally do that? Because you thought you'd always have a Hillary or an Obama or somebody else, you know, a lapdog, sociopath, crazy person like him. So we're not saying we want martial law. We're saying they've already brought us to that level.
Well, remember, every government official and member of the military and police and so on swears an oath to defend America against enemies both foreign and domestic. Well, these are the domestic enemies that you've been warned about. The deep state under Obama. They're the domestic enemies. And it is not only a legitimate exercise of power, but I believe our duty, Alex, and Trump's duty to excise this.
But that's it. If you've got them saying we're going to overthrow you, we don't care about elections, what do you do when you've got cancer? It's like, I don't want martial law, but they already say we're under it.
Well, right. I mean, look, I mean, even Trump said this is a cancer on society, the deep state. The deep state must be destroyed if America is to be saved. And that's worth repeating. Look, America has no future if we don't defeat
the It's a bunch of spoiled, crazy bureaucrats on the Chinese payroll who yes. are like brought up to hate America.
And with a communist background, by the way, look at John Brennan, even James Comey.
All of them. By the way, people think, you go look it up, they brag they're communist.
They do. And so even, you know, former Soviet Union spies, you know, bragged about how do you take over a country like America? You do it by infiltrating from the inside, and then you take over the culture.
And then you point your finger at the patriots and say, they're the commies.
There was a guy, Bezmianev, I believe, he came to the United States and gave all these lectures about how the Soviets would do it. That plan has practically been carried out, 90% accomplished under Obama.
If you look at the 50-something communist plans to bring down America, it's all been done.
Yeah, Yuri is his name, Yuri Bezmianev. He's the guy who did these lectures. So, you know, most Americans don't know what's happening, and the media is mostly theater. They're telling you that this opposition to Kavanaugh is about Roe versus Wade. It has nothing to do with Roe versus Wade. That's just the story they tell the pro-cancer.
It has to do with Trump having control of the Supreme Court.
It's what it's all about, Alan.
And I want to be clear. And Russia got colonized by the globalists, the bankers, and then they use it as an exploitation army to take us over. They've already been under the leftist system.
We are under siege. This is what you have to understand. This is why I went ahead. I know I went out on a limb to say this, Alex, and I took some criticism. I don't care. We are under siege. This is not a time to be meek. I'm not going to be like those rhinos in Washington.
We have foreign powers in control of Democrats trying to cause a civil war. And so if we don't say stop it, and if we're not tough, they're going to push.
And this is why we have to
notice there have been no hit pieces, though. Guys, type in Alex Jones in Hit News. Not since this morning, maybe now, about you, because they don't want this getting traction.
No, they don't. They don't. They tend to focus on your things from the past. They don't want to talk about
because Obama is in meetings with Hillary. Yeah, click news, guys. Obama is in meetings with Hillary, and they're telling everybody we're the legitimate government. Trump's illegitimate. They don't want us to point out that they're illegitimate.
And that Trump has the power. The power is in the executive branch right now. Trump is not only the CEO of the entire executive branch of government, he is the commander-in-chief of the military.
And again, everybody's scared of power, so am I. The rogue state already has it and says they're operating under a civil emergency in the executive orders of Obama. Do you understand? Obama is in the middle of his third term.
Yes, yes. And it's about exercising power in the interests of giving the country back to the people is a good thing. Exercising power to strip liberties and rights away from the people is a bad thing. So it's not about is power good or bad, it's how power is used. Obama used power to take away our liberties and to destroy our country from within.
Well, sure, they go, you can't censor big tech if they want to censor. The First Amendment says you can't do it. It's a law that points out the rights you have. It's not a law that's taking rights.
And big tech and the fake news media, Washington Post and so on, they are not operating independently. They are colluding and they're being given orders of what to do.
Which is a cartel.
Look, it's a deep state. Do you think it's a coincidence that you were banned and deplatformed by 12 companies in the same 36-hour window? No. They all received orders.
And now it's 90.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, PayPal, all this. Let's go to some phone calls. You guys have really been trippers. I appreciate you. Who's been home the longest here? Miles in Michigan's been a long time. Duncan in Idaho. Mike in Minnesota. Let's go to Duncan in Idaho. Duncan, thanks for holding here on the air with Mike Adams.
Hey, thanks, Alex and Mike. In the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson stated that he is combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws to give his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. This criminal corporate secret combination that has usurped our republic acts under a de facto democracy. And that's what executive orders are all about. And so Trump, as the president of the Constitutional Republic, already has the authority as the chief law enforcement officer of the executive branch to arrest these traitors.
Absolutely. In fact, it becomes a dereliction of duty.
Yes. Yeah, he has the power. The thing is, he is already working to assert that power, and yet he is being defied.
Well, that's the problem. That's why he has to go to the military
and the
people.
That's exactly
because they just ignore everything he says.
That's right.
Under law.
If they
they're
will not follow
criminals.
The orders.
It's like,
exactly.
It's like the judge walks in and the bailiff says F you and the court reporter says F you and everybody else says, what are you supposed to do?
Well, if Obama had ordered declassified documents, they follow that. And they did. He did that many times, by the way. It's only when Trump orders things that they
defy. So we're seeing open rebellion.
That's exactly what it is, and that's why.
And we're not the ones calling for rebellion. We want our republic back.
We want the restoration of the rule of law, the restoration of our republic. That's all.
We don't fear declassification.
Oh, and by the
way, release my FBI file publicly.
By the way, we don't have worship of Trump as an individual. We have loyalty to Trump as long as he's loyal to our Constitution.
And I'm going to take that exactly. As long as he's loyal, we're loyal.
That's right. If he turns against the Constitution, we turn against Trump.
But he is so stubborn and everything. He can't do it.
He can't do what?
People that know Trump well, he's committed.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I have faith in Trump.
That's why they hate him, because he doesn't listen to him.
Because he is dedicated to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and protecting America from these deep state traitors. And as long as Trump has that in his heart, then he has our loyalty and our support.
And we can't be pig-like and expect he's going to do somersaults over all this. He's trying as hard as he can.
Right, right. I mean, look at what is against him. Every institution in America is against Trump. The media, the universities, the financial institutions. I mean, it's incredible, except the Pentagon. He's got the Pentagon on his side.
Duncan, God bless you.
Yeah, thank you, Duncan.
Let's take another call.
All right.
We got a break. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Minnesota. Thanks for holding, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Jones and Mr. Adams.
Welcome.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. Before you guys went to your last break, you really quick, and then you just went to your break, you mentioned about Trump, you know, step up, drain the swamp, clean out the deep state, and then give a date and resign and leave on a hero's note like Washington. While I think that's epic, you know, in what, less than 2 years, he's already managed to undo a pretty significant chunk of the damage done in the last 24. I think it would probably be best to, you know, stay in, do a second term, you know, that's allotted, and cement the foundation for the next president.
Well, yeah, I hear you on this point, and my only point about announcing a resignation date is if he's forced into a situation where he has to declare martial law in order to keep civility in America, he needs to also assure the American people that that is a very temporary thing, and that he will not maintain that position on an ongoing basis. That was my whole point about that. I mean, there are so many factors here. Who knows what's going to happen?
Hold on. We're going to come back, and then we got Matt Bracken. We're going to do one more segment, then Matt Bracken's going to be here, and I'm going to have Owen Schroyer in here as well with some of the InfoWars Army stuff they're doing. InfoWars.com.
Thanks for your call.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
That's an old liner from like 4 years ago. We're getting America back. In fact, I can't wait to retire those liners. But right now, the battle's going on. Matt Braggin's coming up next segment. Don't forget, this next Wednesday, in 2 days, we're going to have a broadcast from 8 a.m. with David Knight, right through to midnight with Matt Braggin. And a bunch of other big in-studio guests. You're not going to want to miss this. Stand with Trump. Stand with InfoWars. Stand with free speech. Stand with America against the globalist. And we've got some other pedophile news. Well, BuzzFeed's weighing in on it. The creator of one of YouTube's top tween channels was arrested for molesting a minor. YouTube is keeping the channel up. So, that's Charlie Wurzel. Is he trying to get his soul back or something? Because he got lobbying for him to be taken down off of YouTube. So we're going to be looking. It's never too late. Good, Charlie, get your soul back. Maybe you read an article about Salon promoting pedophilia. But, Mike, people don't understand. We don't get up here and hype stuff. That's why they want to shut down. I'm going to ask Matt Bracken this question in just a moment. But why do you think they picked InfoWars first? And why are they so scared of it? Because in that is the answer to defeating them, I believe.
Well, I think clearly they see your growth in reach, your growth in audience, and the sophistication of your broadcasting infrastructure has really freaked them out. Because if they hadn't censored you, it was
when we got 400 TV stations this year.
Yeah, see, and so. Look, I've said this on camera before too. InfoWars has the infrastructure to be the replacement for the existing anti-American media. So if this goes to civil war, if this goes to, you know, whatever scenarios happen and the New York Times is shut down or completely discredited or something, you know what? Guess what? InfoWars, the infrastructure you have, can actually provide a national real news broadcast.
Well, we built it because we believe we're going to try to do that. Plus, I'm not just going to like make a bunch of money and have a jet airplane.
No, I don't
have a
jet airplane
like Glenn Beck. He has like a jumbo jet. he sold it. I'm trying to just fight the globalists.
Yeah, what are you going to do with a jet airplane if you've lost your country? Right? It doesn't matter. You need
with the country back. Then I'll take a jet airplane.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, the thing is, there needs to be a new media, and you are the leader of the independent media, and that's irrefutable, and that's why you've been targeted. And you know, look, it's gonna continue until something big changes. But I think those changes are coming up very soon, Alex.
I think because Google and Facebook have been spying and acting forever and getting away with it, they just have the chutzpah to go, it can go on forever, but it's not going on forever.
No. I mean, the White House has been preparing, you know, executive orders to go after the tech giants. Their censorship is not going to be tolerated for much longer.
And just like they got blindsided by Trump winning, they're about to really get blindsided.
Yeah. Actually, history is on our side. And history is unfolding every day with the support of patriots. See, they never counted on you existing, and they never counted on
you,
people like me.
Yeah, well, the listeners. Saying, I mean, imagine who would actually. That's right. They always think, like, right. Oh, we must be government run. No, we're not. We're just citizens.
So they think that most people can be intimidated. And how many attempts have been made to intimidate people like us and our viewers and our
that's
fans
their real blind spot. They think we're like them. The more they try to intimidate me, the madder I get.
That's pretty much the way I work too. Yeah. So their defeat is in the works. So there you go. That's my take on it.
And thank God gave us somebody like Trump at the right moment. I mean, we can't thank God for Trump enough. It's true. Just say it. He's amazing.
Absolutely. I think he'll go down as the greatest president, aside from George Washington himself, if he does the right thing over the next few months.
If he executes he'll be bigger than George Washington.
I'm telling you. Defeating the globalist deep state traitors and exposing the full truth of the media complicity with the FBI. I mean, it's the biggest
would
story
make George Washington proud. Thank you so much, NaturalNews.com. Thank you. Right. We're going to run this little promo. Matt Bracken's coming up. We've got the InfoWars Army with Owen Schroer with huge exploits coming up. Here is this little funny promo. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, my name is Savannah Hernandez, and if you're always on the go like me, then you're not always tied to your computer or TV. So we just released our free InfoWars official app. The InfoWars official app includes all of our live broadcasts, like War Room with Owen Schroer, Real News with David Knight, and the holy grail of podcasts and radio, The Alex Jones Show. And the best part about the InfoWars official app is that every single time we go live, you get notifications so that you never miss a beat. So whether you're in the car or on a run, this app makes it easy to keep the InfoWar right in your pocket. So what are you waiting for? Download
not the so fast, InfoWars. Apple banned your app.
I help too.
Ah, Oliver.
I hate free speech too.
We hate free speech.
Owen Schroer's here. Owen, tell us about InfoWars Army and what you've been doing.
Well, we're going to answer the lady's question about how you can connect with people in your local area. But basically, we're going out into the 3D world. They're banning Alex Jones. They're banning InfoWars on the internet. So we decided to go out into the 3D world and invade ball games and just the streets and check out some of the stuff we've accomplished.
And here's a promo of you at the Rangers game. And here it is. This is last night. If the radio listeners will break this down.
And I know we play Milwaukee next year. I hope we get to see the Uke.
Look at those InfoWars shirts.
I know we probably won't see them at spring training, but
we used to.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Look how dude's having to really set up. He's a big guy.
They made him sit down.
I love how the moment you stand up with the trumpet face on, he hits a home run.
It's unbelievable. And we get a screen from our South Korean friends, too, on the usher. There's the CNN is fake news t-shirt we flashed. They got thousands of complaints from that.
Which is only makes you want to do it more. How dare Americans express their feelings? This is
yeah, free speech at a ball game? Since when is that allowed?
40 and 100.
All right.
Trust me. Here she is telling you stop.
You didn't hear this from me, but thousands of people called in.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Thousands of people calling in complaining.
I like that pimp watch, dude.
Me and after this one, hopefully.
CNN's fake news. You're probably complaining to seeing CNN. You can't tell what it says. There's the best part. Here you go. You both pop up with Hillary and Trump mask, and he hits a home run when you do it. This is epic. The Trump effect. Oh, man.
Baby in orbit.
He hits a home run right when you do it. That was the one time you did it.
The one time. And I figured I may only have one time. I may only have one shot.
What does that archetypally say? That the one time it's the one home run of the game?
Alex, there were like 10, 20 different things that were providential that led to that one moment. I'm not even kidding you. It's unbelievable. I'm going to tell the full story on the War Room here today. But, for example, this video right here was shot by our South Korean friends behind us that traveled from South Korea to come see the Ranger series that weekend, and they were loving it. And they were taking pictures with us and recording and everything. There's so many different things. These compilations, we're putting them out. There's another example. The man got a free Alex Jones t-shirt on the Trump.
And there's another video we haven't gotten to yet again, the great folks we're having on the show are popping up at Trump events with the free Alex Jones sign. So that's how we take over this election, folks.
It's unbelievable, Alex. I'm telling you, so many providential moments. I'm going to break it all down in the war room, including other people in InfoWars Army submitting videos, putting signs out on the highway.
And when we come back, we're going to Matt Bragg. But what's that hashtag for folks that want to join the InfoWars Army?
Hashtag InfoWars Army. I'm going to break this down on the other side, and we're going to get Matt Bragg. But it's key. Use the hashtag InfoWars Army on Twitter to meet other people in your area. You just search the hashtag.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support.
Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're not trying to conform with the system. We're trying to get back to the Americana and move forward. Matt Bracken, I appreciate you letting us commandeer two segments. You're going to be hosting with us on the big, 15, 16-hour broadcast coming up on Wednesday. The Stand with Trump, Stand with InfoWars, Stand with Free Speech. The Democrats have been proven to have a deep state, stay behind networks that are engaged in an attempt at the 25th Amendment. They've been publicly pushing it. We first broke it 20 months ago. Or 22 months ago. But as a former Navy SEAL and best-selling author and counterterrorism expert, I don't want to be too positive. He says he's going to declassify stuff. Then the inspector general says, let's look at it, make sure none of it hurts anybody. Just those threats have Rosenstein saying he's going to resign, that he doesn't resign. I think trying to trick Trump into firing him, I'm not sure. But you're a smart cookie and you have a lot of sources. We know Rosenstein's a swamp creature. But clearly, Trump has to move against these guys because they've shown they're mentally ill and you have that criminal energy. Where do you think we are historically right now, Matt Bracken, of enemiesforeignanddomestic.com?
We're in the middle of a mutiny right now. That's what's going on in the military. This is called a mutiny. You know, the colonel ordered a platoon forward, and the platoon said, no, we're going backwards. You know, the captain said, I need full speed, and the engine room said, no, we're going in reverse. He ordered those documents declassified. He didn't say, take your time and redact what you need to save yourselves embarrassment. I mean, this is a slow-motion coup, and we're only seeing, it's like a poker game where most of the cards are face down. We very rarely see a face card, you know, face up. We are in the middle of a real
deep state panic. And I agree. This is beyond martial law. Martial law is an emergency where regular law is suspended. It could be good. It could be bad. When you have a mutiny of government agencies, it's rogue government. It is the worst type of martial law. It is a rogue, cancerous, lawless attempted coup.
Yeah, I would actually suggest to Trump, if I had his ear, which I don't, that he call in the head of the U.S. Marshals and without anybody leaving the room and no phone calls, put together, you know, a squad of a dozen top U.S. Marshals and personally go to the Department of Justice, walk in there with the marshals and say, hand me the documents, put them in my hand now unredacted. And anybody who refuses that direct order is going to be put in handcuffs and taken away and fired.
No, I totally agree. We have to have the exercise of power because it's constitutional.
Right. Well, they're right now in the middle of this coup, of this mutiny, there's push from both sides. Rosenstein going over to try to resign was just one of these, you know, the iceberg showing above the surface. But believe me, the sharks and alligators are in a.
No, I agree. So you're a smart guy. What do you make of all the media saying he's resigned and then he hasn't? I mean, this shows the civil war within the deep state is crazy.
It's a period of flux, and it's leading up to Thursday, and I want to talk a moment about Thursday. Now there are two circles, two waves intersecting to make a supernode on Thursday, which is the Kavanaugh hearing, which promises to be like bigger than when Oliver North spoke, you know, electrifying the nation, and Rosenstein meeting Trump to either be
fired. And why did Trump say Thursday? Because I think he's telling the deep state, stop bringing fake women forward.
Well, not only that, but think about it outside of the beltway from there's a Soros Antifa army that's been mobilized. Jack Posobiec has people inside of it, you know, that he's reporting, you know, doing infiltration. Presumably the FBI is supporting the Antifa, you know, like in Charlottesville when they pushed the right wingers into the Antifa instead of leading them away from the statue to avoid a confrontation. The feds created and sparked the confrontation. Something like that on Thursday could happen, where all it would take is one Squeaky Fromm or one Arthur Bremer, you know, because this is an outdoor event around the Supreme Court. There's going to be thousands of people screaming at each other. You know, pink hats on one side with abortion signs, NARAL, and on the other side are going to be, you know, conservatives, pro-lifers, and it's going to be a media frenzy. All it will take is a spark. I don't know what the spark will be, but it's like a grain elevator filled with, you know, with powdered flammables or a gas leak up in Boston. It's going to just take a spark to detonate this thing. And the left, we have to understand, this is an existential crisis for the left. The Supreme Court is their Politburo. It's their super legislature. They didn't mind getting one more conservative. But they cannot have Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh means they lose control of their Politburo, and that to them means they're going to move past politics and go straight to chaos, anarcho-tyranny. All bets are off. And another critical day is November 6th, the midterms. And I just, out of curiosity, I was wondering how long is it from Thursday, critical day number one, to November 6th, critical day number two?
40 days.
40 days. 40 days. It's almost, you know, biblical. There's going to be a period of, I don't know, like Weimar Germany with communists and Nazis running at each other. This is a highly volatile atmosphere, and anything can happen in the next, you know, from between Thursday and the midterms. But if the Republicans hold the midterms, the left goes absolutely ballistic. They quit on politics. They're going to go James Hodgkinson with the
Well, that's been my big question. What do they do if Kavanaugh gets in? What's their trigger? Kavanaugh getting confirmed this week, or is it winning the midterms, Republican red wave, because the commie activity, they've now gotten off the streets, but they're creeping around. I know they're getting targets ready.
Yeah, and if they lose both, if Kavanaugh is confirmed and they lose the midterms, then the left will absolutely give up on working within the political process, and it'll be James Hodgkinson, Republican baseball practice time all over the place. If Kavanaugh is thrown out and the Democrats win, then they kill the internet. You know, they go after us that way. It'll be hate crime laws like you can't believe.
That was my next question. Why do you think they chose InfoWars first? Now they're going after our credit card processing.
Yeah, well, I have some news on that. Because of my profile as, you know, enemies foreign and domestic, et cetera, over the last 15 years, people leak to me and trust me. And, you know, there's going to be an announcement over the next few days. There's another platform coming from conservatives that's way better than BitChute, way better than Gab, but will integrate the functions of Facebook, YouTube, and Patreon all under one roof, in one house. The money, the videos, the podcasts, the social media, in one box, one transparent box.
Sure, but it'll take time to grow that.
It's already up. It's just going to be turned on.
Let me ask you this.
I'm not talking about code writing. This is done.
What do you make of Obama and Hillary and their stay behind networks? Because they've got to be getting really scared right now that Trump finally showed will in the economy and other stuff, but will to go out to deep state. This threat to declassify and them trying to play stalemate really has forced them out in the open.
Well, with the McCabe memos, it's just a question of time until they come out. I think that part of the McCabe New York Times article was, even at the New York Times, they realize they're stuck on the wrong side of history trying to cover this all up for the last year and a half, trying to run the deep state play. They have to start becoming more objective. Otherwise, they become a laughingstock for all history. So they're starting to launder the reality into their story. That's the McCabe memos. That's the infighting among the deep state where they're going to take out Rosenstein. So this just to me indicates this, you know, sharks and alligators biting each other, feeding frenzy below the surface. And, you know, what's going to happen in the next couple of days is anybody's guess. But I think that really seriously, we are in a sense, in a mutiny.
And no, you are. That's what I've been calling it for 20 months. But I agree. It's the feeding frenzy and the rats turning on each other that is the real moment their front against us collapses. I don't want to be too positive, but I smell victory. We'll be back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Owen Schwartz has got some other comments. Matt Brackett, straight ahead.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is hosting right now. We're riding shotgun with him. He'll be back with us this Wednesday when we do this big transmission, 8 a.m. to midnight. So you'll want to definitely tune into that big special transmission. You know, there's so much media, people don't take some of what we do here seriously. But we're really the ones being banned. We're really under attack. We're really the ones exposing all this. We're going to go back to Matt Bracken and let him take over here in the final equation with the points he's got that are always very salient from enemiesforeigndomestic.com. But just finishing up with how people get involved in the InfoWars Army.
Well, we had a caller earlier, Alex, that was wondering what she can do to connect with other people that are trying to take action. She was calling in from the San Francisco Bay Area, and she just wanted one other InfoWars Army member, one other InfoWarrior out there, one other patriot out there to go out there and pull a stunt that we're doing, obviously peaceful and lawful, just red pills in the 3D world. Just
they go, oh, my God, what if one of your activists is a setup? We have a peaceful mission. That's their problem. We're not doing that.
And we have a clear mission statement, and people that send me any ideas or anything of violence or it's illegal, I will immediately either report them or terminate them from anything involvement with us. But I haven't even had that. Everybody that's been sending
it's all great. So get involved. It's like Hillary's a criminal. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Same deal.
Just here's what you do. You go on Twitter and you use the hashtag InfoWarsArmy. This is until they ban us. We'll remerge and regroup then. Hashtag InfoWarsArmy. You put in the city that you're in, zip code, whatever, and you use the hashtag InfoWarsArmy. Then other people can do the same thing, and then you search the hashtag InfoWarsArmy, and you go down the list. You see, okay, Santa Monica, San Francisco, L.A., you know, Washington, D.C., you know, Tampa, Florida. But you jog down the list, and you say, oh, there's my Billings, Montana, boom. So that's how you connect with these people. So that's what we're doing. The caller asked, how can I find people? People are already figuring it out. You use hashtag InfoWarsArmy, put in your area, and then you search it and you find other like-minded patriots. Then you can group and you can take action in the streets. Peaceful, lawful, citizen activism, activism, free press.
And you're going to be on at 10 minutes with the War Room. Hopefully Matt gets back on there with you. Infowars.com/show. Great job. Okay, Matt, take over. Sorry to hijack the hour today. Really appreciate you being here with us. Go ahead and take over.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'd like to talk about Thursday a little bit. Because Thursday really is going to be a day for the history books.
I agree. Why do you think Trump picked that date to make the Kavanaugh decision? Trying to make the decision on Rosenstein.
I think it's a deliberate. You know, remember, he's the master showman, and I think he's been considering the whole declassification process for months, also in the reality television sense of the optics and the timing. You know, they say in comedy, and timing is everything. And I think he as a businessman and a showman, he understands that maybe better than any president before. But on Thursday, consider the optics. You're going to have on the one side Christine Ford. Now, some people have said the reason, and I agree, the reason that they stalled for a week was not only to demonstrate the impotence of the Republicans, but also it's sort of like a preparation, even a drying out period for her. If you've seen the movie Flight with Denzel Washington, he gets drunk the night before he has to go talk to the FAA, testify to the FAA, and John Goodman has to come in and, you know, and literally stun him and drug him and get him ready to appear. And I think that both Christine Ford and the Ramirez woman are very likely to be such low-credibility screwballs that they're going to actually destroy their case if and when they testify. Put against them, Brett Kavanaugh, he's a professional wordsmith. He convinces people, he thinks and he writes and he convinces people for a living. That's what he does. He turns words into ideas and arguments to convince people. It's going to be like Babe Ruth going up against, you know.
No, I agree. So they did this to stall to have more women make more false allegations.
But now it's gone to the farce period with creepy porn lawyer Avenatti saying that Judge and Kavanaugh were leading like drug rape orgies. So it's gone to the farce level. And it loses all credibility. Now, the intermediaries, the intermediaries between the deep state, remember that Bob Cramer guy? He was in the White House hundreds of times under Obama, and he was the one responsible for triggering lunatics to go, you know, cause fights at Trump rallies. So those intermediaries that have an arm in the Antifa wing and an arm in the Hillary Clinton Obama deep state, they're probably panicking at the thought that on Thursday their witnesses are going to look like crazy screwballs and Kavanaugh is going to make a better impression, say, than Oliver North. For folks that go back to the Iran-Contra era, remember that. He was expected to be a damaging item to Reagan's, but he turned out to be like a super patriot, super credible, and it turned the whole thing. So if Kavanaugh looks highly credible and his arguments are super persuasive, remember, that's what he does for a living. This is probably a very frightening prospect to these Bob Cramer type intermediaries that work between the Antifa street rebels and the Hillary Clinton Obama.
No, I agree, because they can't help but start the fight, but now they're in it. Kavanaugh has said, I will not be intimidated into withdrawing. That's his latest statement.
But if before he testifies, if something goes boom outside of the Supreme Court, if they have calculated, the strategic intermediaries, if they calculate that this is going to be a disaster and lead to Kavanaugh's confirmation by vote this in the Senate, then they might try to say, blow it up. And they'll send in a squeaky Fromm that they've probably got on ice somewhere, you know, teaching her how to shoot a revolver, or they're going to send in an Arthur Bremer, one of these, doctor or Professor Raoul X-type characters.
They've got wound-up mental patients ready right now for terror attacks.
And that's to just kick over the whole poker table. If they think they're about to lose on Thursday, kick over the whole poker table. And at the same time, Thursday could be the day that Trump does go into the Department of Justice with the marshals and say, and the cameras, and say, put the documents in my hand or you're under arrest as a mutant, as for defying a direct legal order. I mean, this is really an historical week.
No, I mean, I agree. You cannot hype how crazy things are. And yeah, I agree. The globalists and the left are losing, not just here, but all over the world. And even Soros tells the New York Times we're losing, and the Financial Times says they're losing, but they don't know how to quit, Matt.
No, the left can't quit. The left does not know how to back down. See, the people, individuals in the left can get red-pilled and fade away, but that leaves the core even crazier. And like a black hole, it starts spinning faster and faster until an implosion. It always goes to...
That's right. Only the most insane stick with it, but then that makes it actually stronger.
Yes, but if on Thursday Kavanaugh comes across believable and the women are crazy, and at the same time Rosenstein resigns and Trump says, you know, you have an hour to turn over these documents that I asked for 2 weeks, or we're going to start arresting people, you know, that's the kind of day it could be on Thursday. Now, on my Twitter feed, I wrote a poem, but I'm not a musician. I wrote a long poem, not a long poem, but it's to the Ballad of the Green Beret, same tune. It's called The Ballad of the Social Justice Warrior, because I think the whole thing's a setup from day one. You know, to have
is that the way my dad pinned these wings on my chest? Or is it...
Yeah, this is a pink pussy hat on my head. But anyway, if there's any musicians out there, go to my Twitter feed, bang it out on the guitar, and put it up on YouTube. We still have time to make a viral video. I just am not a musician.
No, but I agree. Everyone shouldn't take this as a joke. We need maximum effort. Notice that Biden and Obama yell at people at rallies. You go, get serious. It's war. Everybody has call C-SPAN, call local talk radio. Go speak in front of your local legislature, your city council. Maximum engagement now. We are at the crossroads, Matt Bragan.
We are at a crossroads. This is the critical week. This is the week when things can go right off the rails or the ship can be put right. But we need to support the president. You know, he's trying to put down a mutiny. At the same time, he's trying to not do anything which can be portrayed in the traitor press as, you know, Trump is crazy.
Which is his only mistake. He's got to start ignoring them. We were all going straight to heaven. We were all going straight to hell, a tale of two cities. Matt Bragan, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Look forward to you joining us Wednesday on the big, I don't know, 8 a.m. to midnight. How many hours is that? 12 hours and 4 hours. Well, that's 16 hours right there, ladies and gentlemen. 16-hour live broadcast this Wednesday. Thank you, Matt Bragan.
Thank you.
All right, folks. The war room's coming up right now. A lot of stations pick me up. But Owen and Roger Stone and all his guests are a really good show. So the local TV affiliates, radio affiliates, I would ask you to really consider picking up The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. And we got the globalists trying to shut us down for a reason. We're patriotic Americans that know the truth. Please support your local stations. Please become sponsors or support local sponsors. And don't forget, we got big specials, InfoWarsStore.com. Well, I can still use PayPal. If you support us, we will continue to fight. If you don't, we will be destroyed. Yes, I'm in your hands now, and I think I'm in good hands. In fact, I know I'm in good hands. I know what's going to happen.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.